Burn me at the stake. Charlotte Sands is taking the alternative music world by storm. Her EP, Love and Other Lies, was named the Little Alternative EP of the Year for 2022. And now we're on the cusp of her debut album, Can We Start Over, which is out everywhere on the 24th of January. Charlotte joins me now. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
We're not too far off the release of the album coming out in January. How are you feeling in the run-up to its release?
I feel amazing. I mean, I think there's so many mixed emotions of I'm so excited, and I genuinely have just been looking forward to this for months and months, and so much of the year I've been working towards this release. But at the same time, it is also so nerve-wracking to put out such a big project and such a big piece of work. I've never done that before and have so many new songs, and just hoping that people take the time to listen to them individually is just like something that I've never really had to think about. So I'm very nervous and very excited, but it's all positive things, and I'm just grateful that people care enough to listen to it.
We've heard a few singles from the record so far, and while they're all different, they still stay true to that pop punk sound that we've come to know and love from your discography so far. Now, how did you tackle the writing of this record? Was it just a case of getting all the songs together, or was it right, album time?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of was an accident, because I never really went in and scheduled and that I wanted to make an album or that that was something that I needed to do. What ended up happening was I went to LA for a week and ended up writing with these three amazing people, Keith Sorrells, Alex Nice, and Jutes. The first 3 days that we had together, we ended up writing the first three singles. The first day we wrote Use Me, the second day we wrote Get Over It, and the third day we wrote Pity. And it was such like a natural experience. And so right after those sessions, I kind of automatically knew that I should put them all out together and that there should be an album. And I went back to LA after that trip and just continued working with them, worked with a few different people on top of that, and just kind of created this project. But it definitely wasn't on purpose. It just felt kind of the right time. And I always said to myself that I would, whenever it felt like it was right timing, that's when I would make an album, but I would never force it. And so it happened, which I'm very thankful for.
And you've now got the bonus of not having to answer the question of when's the album coming.
Absolutely. That has definitely been something that I've not missed in every conversation or interview, is just having to be like, I'm not sure yet, because now I know it's January 24th.
Sticking with the album, for any of our blind or partially sighted listeners, could you describe to them the album cover, please? And oh, we're very excited about the blue vinyl.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so excited about the vinyl. It's my first one ever. But the album cover is, it's a picture of me. I have very long blue hair in it, and I'm sideways, kind of facing the camera. But behind me is this, it looks like almost an abandoned desert with some lights behind it. I wanted it to kind of look like I've stumbled upon this either new world or this like kind of post-apocalyptic world, because I just wanted it to look like I'm walking into this new universe and I've just found it. And with it, which it connects to the title of the whole album, Can We Start Over, and finding a new place to be. So it's kind of, the background is more of like a desert, but it's very blue and black and white. Those colors are kind of what I tried to stick to. Yeah, it's pretty simple. I wanted it to feel like very wide open and very that.
Now, over the past couple of years, you've worked with a who's who of the great and the good of the alternative music scene. The Main, The Band Camino, Paris, Sleeping With Sirens, so many we could be here for hours. So my question is twofold. One, what's it like living every alternative music fan's dream? And two, if there's one thing from those artists that you've learned that fans perhaps wouldn't know, what would that be?
I mean, I really do feel like I am just like the luckiest person. I'm so grateful. Honestly, already just achieved so many fun goals of mine. So it's so exciting to get to work with so many amazing people. I feel so grateful. I think the thing that I've learned the most from everybody is, honestly, I've learned that the most successful people, at least in this genre that I've met, are the kindest. And I think that's such a funny thing when you watch these videos of people being, they look so cool and they look so like hardcore, and then you meet them and they're really sweet and really kind and really respectful to their crew and to their teams, and they take everyone's kind of feelings and moods into like, and they have such an awareness of how grateful they are and how humble they are, and it is really shocking, I think, growing up and being like, these people are rock stars. And then you meet them and they absolutely are. They're so cool, but they're also just very self-aware and very kind. And I think that was something that was very shocking to me, and is realizing that they, I mean, most of them are like dads now or moms and have families, and they're, it is such a funny thing to have this idea of who somebody is and then meet them and then be so like gentle and these things, but also go on stage and absolutely like rip. So it's such an interesting thing, but it's been such a wonderful experience, and I'm so lucky that I've got to witness that.
Really sets you up in good stead as well for your own world tour. Now, normally my final question would be, what are your plans for 2024? But we know what they are. You're taking over the world.
Yeah, I know that sentence is so strange to me, but so exciting. Yeah, it's my first international. I mean, I've done about probably three international headline tours. I did a London and then a couple Germany shows, but I've been touring the UK and Europe all of this year, and I did three tours over there, and I'm so grateful that I finally get to go back and do my own shows and headline some of these venues. And also we're at in Australia. I've never been to Australia, so I'm super excited about that. And then just being able to do another headline tour in the US, I haven't done in a year, so that's going to be so fun as well. I can't wait for next year. It's gonna be amazing.
Charlotte Sands will be out in full force.
I hope so.
Charlotte Sands, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and best of luck with Can We Start Over.
I cannot wait. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time so much, and I hope you have the best day.